the word I'm hearing is allow. Allow him to do what he desires to do. His plan is bigger than yours. Oh, Jesus. He wants more for you than you want for you. So the word is allow. And as we sit here, if you allow him, whatever you got going on in your life, he's fixing it now. Yeah, I'm gonna preach. But what I got to say ain't better than what he gonna do right now. Shoot, he gave it to me anyway, so I got to do it when he say do it. But every ailment in your body is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Every confusion. Yeah, that word confusion, yeah. Everything that's got you confounded, trying to figure it out, is being solved right now as you stand here. Lift your hands all over this place, everybody in the building. Sometimes we have a tendency to want to do what we want to do, and that's why we get what we get. Lift those hands and surrender. As I lift my hands, he's doing what he's got to do. In my heart and in my body and in my veins and in my mind and in my soul and in my family and in my children that ain't even here right now and at my home and those situations that I've been praying about and praying about for years, God is untying it and straightening it up. Now he's healing you. Say, I am healed. See, he's healing you, not from the outside, but from the inside. Yes, yes, yes. This is why his hand's free.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the healing takes place. The change takes place. Then my outside mirrors my inside.
Yes.
So go ahead and let him do it for a minute. Go ahead and let him do it. Let him change you. Stop looking for church as usual. Stop looking for the next thing. The next part of service. This is it right here. You'll go back and check and it'll be done. You'll go back and check and it'll be changed. Listen to me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, in me. Come on, say it inside of me. As it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, I'm going to say it for the rest of my life, that prayer is deep prayer. That's powerful. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Because we always talk about how great heaven is. He's trying to get heaven and earth through us. It's a powerful prayer. There's two accounts of it, one in Matthew 6, and then you don't have to turn that. In Luke 11, though, it gets real. The disciples said, teach us how to pray. And the way that Jesus taught them was like that. It's an ultimate yielding. Everybody say ultimate yielding. Now, in society that we live in, we haven't been taught how to yield. Not to the Spirit of God. We yield to everything else but the Spirit of God. It tells us we need a degree, we go get it. It tells you need some more money, we go do what it takes to go get it. It tells us go to the doctor, we go do what it takes to go get it. We yield, we do a lot of yielding. But which direction is your yielding in? This morning, Matthew's chapter 11, real quick. Matthew's chapter 11. I want to read this to open up, then we'll get into what we're talking about. Verse 20, I'm trying to get to verse 29, but we'll read. At the time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seems so good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Verse 28. Come unto me, y'all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you, what's that word?
Rest.
How many of y'all can use a little bit more rest? Don't lie up in here. Rest, amen, rest. Verse 29, you read, ready, read. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You'll find rest. I'll give you rest. The way I give you rest is letting you find it. Y'all ready for this? If you're ready for it, say amen.
Amen.
No. If you're ready for it, say yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. If I give you something, but you can't get to it on your own, do you really have it?
No.
If I give you something, but you can't seem to find out where it's at, do you really have it?
No.
He said, I'm gonna give you rest. But next part he said, you'll find it.
Yeah.
It's an enablement.
Yes.
See, God is consistently bringing you back to the enablement that he started you with. When you started, listen, and I'm saying when you started, because we tend to blame it on Adam and Eve. But when you started, you had the same thing God got. Oh, y'all don't believe that, huh? Oh, no, y'all don't believe it. Did I? Well, he breathed into you and he said, I made you in my image and my likeness. He breathed himself into you, became a living soul. That's still going on right now. We just don't realize it because we confused. Let me dispel this myth about the curse. You know, the garden, y'all know the whole story about the Garden of Eden, right? Amen, everybody say amen. And he said, then they ate from the tree and then the curse, right? This new age that we all live in, the curse is spooky. Ooh, somebody put a curse on me. Ooh, they put a spell on me. Ooh, I got a curse on me. We love talking about generational curses. We love it, don't we? We're going to break a generational curse. We love it. It's real spooky. Can I make it simple for you? The curse ain't nothing but confusion. I can't make this up. I look up the word confusion. It leads me to the word confound. Confound literally means it mixes you up. It literally means it's a curse. To mix you up. I want to read it to you because y'all don't believe me. Okay. All right, watch this. Confused is uncertainty. The state of being bewildered or unclear in one's mind about something. And the next definition is to mingle together. Listen to what I'm saying. To mingle together. It led me to the word confound. The word confound means you're pouring two different things in the same place. And I just want to mix it up enough where you don't know which one to choose. That's the curse. Amen, amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Now, it's not the little spooky. Ooh, they got a spirit on me. And I got, no, you're just confused. You don't know which one to choose. They got a couple of them talking to you, and you don't know which one is the true voice. You're just confused. We've just been confused. Isn't the conversation confusing when the serpent talks to him and it says, oh, surely you won't die. Well, God told me.
Yeah.
In that day I eat from that tree, I'll die. But he talk about, surely you won't die. You'll just be like him. He mixed a little bit of truth in there. I ain't got time to go there. It's in James. A double-minded man is what? Unstable in how many? All his ways. That means double minds, Biggie. You hear me? Double minds keeps me unstable. I don't never know which way to go. Because I've been confused. I've been deceived from the simplicity that is in Christ. He just said, my yoke is easy. Is he lying? Oh, answer me. So hold on. Jesus is not lying. So the yoke is easy? I can't hear y'all. Answer me. Y'all know I got something coming after that, right? And why y'all won't answer me? I don't know what he coming with next. The yoke easy, ain't it? Why? Why it ain't easy? Who's the problem in this situation? Everybody say me.
Me.
No, 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 you say it like me. You say it loud. We're going to take ownership. Me.
Me.
Because I've allowed myself to be confused. I've allowed myself to be mixed.
My Lord.
So now I got a little bit of Holy Spirit, but I got a little bit of regular knowledge. I'm a little bit of holy over here, but I like this over here too. Get off your little, ain't nobody, there is no condemnation. Ain't nobody even talking about no actions right now. We're talking about your belief system. Anytime fear come in, you're confused. Anytime worry can control what you do, you're confused. Look at your neighbor and say, greater is he that's in you. Yeah, find a neighbor. Come on, y'all, find a neighbor. Say,
greater is he
that's in you than he that's in the world. Look at somebody else. Come on, find somebody else.
Greater is he
that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, if this is the truth, why am I afraid? That means what's inside of me is greater than whatever comes against me on the outside. There is not a thing that could come to me on the outside of me that can overtake me on the inside. Greater is he that's in you than these other ideas they're trying to give you in the world. I want to say it again. Confusion is just trying to, there's another mindset. That's why the tree that we wasn't supposed to eat from, it's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's confusing, ain't it? You got good and evil on this tree. Well, which one is the good fruit? Which one is the bad fruit? It's rooted in confusion. But it's knowledge there. And so we think because we know things that it's enough. But over there in John 8, he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So what's the truth? In these situations that come, greater is he that is. So what's the truth? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells well. What's the truth? Low here, low there. But the kingdom of God is within. Do you realize, watch this, it's just Luke 17, when Jesus says, they asked him, where the kingdom of God come? He said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Because see, you out here trying to look for it. He starts dealing with confusion. Low here, low there. He's dealing with your confusion. He's dealing with the confusion that's trying to come to you from every side. Pick me, pick me, pick me. No, pick me, pick me, pick me. Choose this, choose this. Buy this, do this, do this. All these different things, low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is where? Now, wouldn't it be a good trick of the enemy to get you to forget what's inside of you? And you out here looking for everything, and everything is? It's a good trick. It's a good trick. It's hidden in plain sight. You go to sleep with it and wake up with it every day. But if you don't know, then you forfeit your power. When you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I say when you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I didn't say when they did it. We got this confusion. Can I fix another confusion? We got this confusion that they did it, and so we got cursed. That's only to show us what we shouldn't do.
That's good.
Stop eating off that tree.
That's right.
No. Stop eating off that tree. We still eat off the tree today. Well, look what they did. No, this is where we get this. We miss what Jesus is saying. So we got this. Jesus did it for me, so I don't have to do it. We got this. Jesus paid the price. So now I ain't got nothing to pay. But Jesus also said the works that I do. You can't pick which ones, it's all of them. So if he paid for something. So it's been for years, they say, well, Jesus did it for me. He paid the price. I just gotta receive it. What are you supposed to do? You're gonna float off into glory? So when we eat from the tree, we pick knowledge over the Holy Ghost. We pick the thing that everybody else is doing. Let me tell you something about the society. Society will make you think that you're hearing from God. I got time to go there. Yeah, I got time. I got time today. You have to be mindful about your intake and what you're intaking in this system. The system is literally trying to confuse you.
Right.
They're trying to get you to buy everything. Am I lying? You're going to pick up your phone, here come an ad. You're trying to watch something, here come another ad. Did you know that the movies and the TV shows are made for ads? No, hold on. I'm not talking about the commercials. I'm talking about why you watching the show that you just think you watching the show. They got some clothes on that they trying to get you to buy. The movie industry was created by advertisement. Coca-Cola, Chevrolet, all these different companies. They funded the movies so they can put their product in there. So you sitting there thinking you just having a good time.
Yes, sir.
And they selling to you all day long. Then you wonder, why do I want a Chevrolet? Then they got it right now where they're buying your information. They got what they call an algorithm.
Yeah.
I call it all goes with your rhythm. Because your algorithm based on what you're choosing. Your algorithm show you what you want to watch the most. What you've been clicking. They buy your algorithm. So now you just started talking about, man, I need to get some new toothpaste. And then a toothpaste ad come up. And you think it's the Lord. You know, I was just talking about this, and it came up on my phone. Of course it did. That's not a coincidence. The Lord must have led it to me on my phone. No, it didn't. The people heard you talking. And they see what you've been clicking the most. You know, the enemy knows your algorithm too. You keep screaming out in your prayers what you want to happen. This ain't nice. Look at your neighbor and tell him, shut up sometimes. Look at the other one, tell him, shut up sometimes. Have you with your wife, your husband, just say, hey, listen, don't take it personal. It's all on me. Don't get in the car. Why you told me shut up in that car? But sometimes a good word from the Lord is shut up. I heard somebody say one time, shut the hell up. Hold on, everybody cussing, because if there's hell coming out your mouth, you need to shut it up. Because you keep screaming out your aspirations and keep screaming out your visions and you keep putting them on the wall. And you, of course, oh, he looking, he taking notes. Oh, this what you want? Shoot, I got you. Because I know God got something bigger than what you wrote down. But shoot, if this all you want, then here, the devil be giving gifts too. What y'all thought? Yeah. But it's only because he heard you. Only because he heard you crying out to the Lord in your bedroom for what you wanted. He can't trick me with God's will. Thy kingdom come. I'm trying to help. See, he can't trick me when we start talking about, he don't know what God's will is. See, the enemy and all the system and all the things around you are trying to get you to do what he wants you to do. They don't know what God's will is. They know what their will is, so they're trying to get you to do what they want. They don't know. So when I pray, you hear me, when I pray, I'm saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm looking for what you're looking for, Lord. Say it. But the confusion. So I got it on the billboards. I got it on your phone. I got it on the radio. I got it on the TV. Low here, low there. The whole time, the kingdom of God is trying to make your life better. No, you're only cloning your life to their design. Holy Spirit, show me some things. Give me discernment. Lead me how I'm supposed to go. Turn it off. That's what he's going to tell you. Turn that off. Stop watching that. You want the anointing of God to come on. Did what I heard. You want to hear? Everybody talking about a massive anointing. Everybody say massive anointing. Yes. Apostle been talking about a massive anointing, all right? Yes. And you can't walk in a massive anointing if you ain't got yourself simplified. Because you're going to be all over the place with it. We're going to be all over the place massively anointing stuff that ain't supposed to be anointed. Is that not the truth? I heard this. He said, before you amplify, you got to simplify. Before things get bigger, and before you get louder, and before there's more power, I need to simplify where you're going. I need to simplify how you're functioning. Because if I don't simplify how you're functioning, you're going to take what I gave you and take it everywhere.
That is so true.
And you will bless things that I have not blessed. Are y'all hearing me? You will put the blessing on something that I intended to die. So I got to simplify.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say simplify. Come on, say it again. Say simplify. One more time, say simplify. See, before I can amplify you, you got to simplify. Oh, no. Watch this, you ready? He said, before I can amplify you, you got to let me simplify you. Amen. He said, let him simplify you. Yeah. When last time you let God strip you? Sometimes God is trying to strip you of that plan you keep praying for. But you're rebuking it like it's the devil. Get behind me, Satan. You know I've been wanting this for 20 years. That's the problem. Luke chapter 10. I remember everything that pertains to life and godliness is on the inside of you. Everything that God sent you here to do is right there planted on the inside of you. He planted in you before you got here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right? The trick of everything around you and outside of you. I heard somebody say the other day that only heaven really knows your true value. I'm going to say it again. Only heaven knows your true value, because that's who made you. That's where you were sent from. There's probably not a man on earth or a woman on earth or a situation where it's really going to function towards you according to your true value. That's why you can't be about what the people saying. I know y'all, I know we think sometimes that Jesus came here for the people. No, the people got blessed in response to Jesus being here for God's will. Jesus said, that will, I ain't doing it for, you know, Jesus went and closed the door on the people. It's Jesus, the healer, the Messiah. Bam, close the door. Y'all ain't here for the right thing. I seek not my own will. We're going to read in a minute, but the will of the Father. We were pressure washing. We were pressure washed before special meetings. Camp meeting come. How many of y'all men been out here for pressure washing? You pressure washing, we all over the place. We pressure washing, we got about 15, 20 pressure washers, and we got hoses everywhere, right? To hook the one pressure washer to get the water. And then you got to hook from the one side of the building, then you got to split it out to a couple other, do a splitter, right? Right? And you're splitting it, so because you're trying to get the water everywhere. Because you got a pressure wash over here, pressure wash over here, pressure wash over here, pressure wash over here, and it's all over. And it's only got maybe six, seven spouts on the actual side of the building where the pressure actually comes out. Are y'all hearing me? So we got to hook the hose to it, then we split off from there. But we ran into a problem. Because the further we got from the main hose, the main spout, the pressure got lower. The further we got from the main connection, y'all better, okay, amen. The further we got from the main connection that's on the side of the building where the pressure is the strongest, the pressure got lower. So no matter the machines were going, but it wasn't getting the water pressure. And a lot of times it's because we were split in so many different directions. We got a water hose going this way. We trying to water this plant, that plant. And we so split in so many different directions that the pressure's low. I know there should be more pressure. Because I done used a pressure washer before. But there's so many different directions that it's going in that I can't get the force that I should be getting. It is not that the force is not there, but we're split. We're split in so many different directions that now the pressure's trying to come out, but we're getting low pressure. That's why we get a little answer here, and another time we get 29 no's. And we get a yes, and then we won't do a testimony. But the pressure's only low because we split. We're confused. We all over the place. We got 39,000 different prayers. and we listen to 29 different preachers. Who God sent you to? Whoever God sent you, okay. Who God sent you to, that's where the, watch the word I'm about to say, I just heard it just now. That's where the direction will come from. Everybody say direct.
Direct.
Come on, say it again, direct.
Direct.
Come on, say it again, direct.
Direct.
Direction. Yes. Simplify. Y'all got some, I've had to go through this myself. If it fits you, they got some stuff that you've been trying to start for the long time that God ain't tell you to start. You want that. You want it. You say, well, how do I know if I want it and I don't want it? How do I know if that's God's will and not my will? How do I know if this is an attack or this is just a tribulation? How do I, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Our Father. The Lord is my shepherd. Where we get all these wants from? That's your scripture. That's your favorite scripture, ain't it? Psalms. Come on. What, the Lord is my shepherd. What? Everybody say it. What you want? The word is allow. God has not been allowed to do everything he wants to do. Because you want something. Jesus. Well, I'm not, it's not that you, your wants have come before his. Our wants have come before his. And we want to take his power to get what we want. You and I weren't sent here for you and I. So we got to fix some things at the root. Sometimes we're trying to cut the branch off. Are we fighting the fruit? We throwing the apple down. You doggone apple. No, it's something else. It's at the root. We got to get to the root. I was never sent here to just get what I wanted. That was never the plan. Who told me I can be whatever it is that I want to be? No, you can't. How many ever heard that coming up in school? You can be whatever it is you want to be. Lies. You can't be what you want to be. You can't. If you are 5'5", you will never be a center in the NBA. I don't care how bad you want it. I don't care how much stretching you're doing. Drink milk, does it do the body good? We used to do that when we was younger. You can't be what you want to be. And a lot of times, what you want to be, you got it from somebody else that told you you should be that. Can I get the tree? Come on, y'all, the tree. Y'all just let me help you for a minute. This is the tree. We got plans that God didn't give us. And now we're struggling with a plan that God didn't give us. And then what happens is ego comes in. And now you're trying to prove something that was never approved. The massive anointing, you're going to have to adjust some. You don't have to. You should. You want to make it easy? Yeah. He said, I'll make it easy. Yoke is easy, burden is light. Yeah. But you got to come unto me,
yes, sir. And
take my yoke upon and learn of me.
Yes, sir.
And that's how it becomes easy.
Yes,
it doesn't mean the pressure's any less.
No.
Now, y'all keep asking for that massive anointing, and it's coming. But it's going to crack all that stuff that you got that ain't his plan first. So before there's a growth, there's going to be a shattering. There's a time to tear down, destroy, and to root up. Then to plant and to build. And sometimes some of the things that we keep praying for God to prosper, he's trying to tear it down. Because it's in the way. It's in the way of what I was really trying to build. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that anointing.
Yeah.
They call it the burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. So when that anointing come on, sometimes the things that you don't know is a burden, it's going to destroy you. Submission is extremely important because I position myself properly towards the anointing. So when the anointing starts to do what it's doing, I don't get confused and think that I'm going down. They thought, the devil thought he was winning when they was beating Jesus. The system thought it was a victory. We're getting him out of here. Little did they know, they were making him permanent. Even Jesus, oh God though, even Jesus, John chapter 5, hold on. Is this the one I want? Let me see. I know which one I want. Matthew 20, we're gonna go back to John 5. Matthew 26. Even Jesus, are y'all ready for this? Even Jesus, even another plan into Jesus' mind. Verse 38, he talking to Peter and he said to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Now what's going on is, let me give you context, what's going on is, he know it's getting close. I've been talking about what had to happen, but now it's close. I remember when I was younger, when I was a little kid, I used to have a little bitty basketball. You played in the city league right here. And they were, you know, I always got voted to pray because my daddy was a preacher. So it was always real so I could do it. So I guess they thought they might have been right. I don't know. I always got voted to pray for the banquet. They picked the kids to do little stuff, say stuff. And so I go with Jay, and I got voted to pray for the banquet, right? And, you know, they told me, you know, a week or so before. I'm looking, they told me a week or so before, oh, you're going to pray for the banquet. I'm like, all right, cool. I am. I'm outside dribbling, playing basketball. Cool. They're going to pick me, they want me to pray for the banquet. There's going to be a lot of people. That's cool. I got that. Until it was time to pray. And I'm standing there. And all these people sitting up in here. Now, Ben knew I had to pray. I'm standing here, all these people in here, they looking at me. All my friends in there. If I say the wrong thing, I know they gonna laugh. And it's right up until it's time for me to pray that all the pressure hit. I said, oh Lord. I said, Daddy, you do it. I said, it's just like that, y'all. Daddy, you do it. He said, no, you gonna get out there and pray today. Lord, if you can. My soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Oh, Lord, please. Lord, if you can't let this cup pass. I ain't have that second part. See in verse 39. He fell on the faith and prayed and said, Lord, if the Father be possible, Let this cup pass from me. I had that first part. Then he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy wilt. At that particular story, the Father made me go. Can he make you go too?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, it's in me, Lord. Okay. Even Jesus, there was another idea comes in. And said, we can let this cup pass. We can do this another way. People getting healed, people getting saved, people getting raised from the dead. Let me do it another way. It's popping right now. But nevertheless, say, not my will.
Not my will.
Or not as I will. Say, not as I will.
Not as I will.
But as you will. So I'm not going to do it how I would normally do it. I'm not about to walk through this like I would do it, how I will walk, but I want to walk like you will walk. How will God walk through here? So I know you got your prayers. I know it's hard. What I'm saying today is hard. It's hard to go from 0 to 100 and drop them. I understand. We have a massive trust issue with God. Wow. Y'all just hear me? Because if I really break down and just pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that's out of my hands. Right. And I don't have control no more. If we singularly just pray that prayer, that takes it out of our hands and we don't have control. Your control is how you got to where you at, right? Amen. So I'll make a statement, and I said this before and I put this down on my phone some months ago, that we don't trust that what God has for us is better than what we want for ourselves. Now we say it right now because we in the zone. We just finished singing How Great Is Our God. We fall in, every time I think I fall in love again. And we sit in the pews. Y'all know it changed a lot of people, the word of God. We surrounded by that. So we'll say, yeah, God's will is better than mine. Tomorrow? When the decision comes? Or when it's time for me to make a choice? Or something does hit and it seems like something trying to attack from the outside? Will I begin to pray out of fear for that to stop? Or thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now see, if you're scared, you don't think God's will is to protect you. So you're going to start praying for protection. Your those prayers that you keep saying, they'll work. But we don't know what you're going to get sometimes. And sometimes it takes 25 years. It should take no 10 years to pray for nothing. I don't care. Ain't nowhere in the scripture say it take 45 years and then you'll get it and receive it. It ain't in there. So why are we believing? I ain't trying to hear it. Yeah, you'll have what you say. We'll have what we say. We say, if you ask anything according to my will. Jesus is saying, if you do it in my name, a name means a character. That means you ask the way that I would ask. Well, I wonder how Jesus would ask. Well, when you pray, pray like this. It's simplified. It is simplified. God has not made this thing confusing. The confusion comes from the outside. God has simplified it. I'm gonna rattle off three scriptures right quick. You ready for this? Luke 10, go. Luke 10:42. If you got it up on the screens, to put on the screens, I'm going to read it before they get there. Luke chapter 10. Verse 41. I ain't got time to go read the story. You go read the story, get the context. Go to verse 41. He says, and Jesus answered, said unto her, Martha was complaining that Mary wasn't doing all the confessions she was doing. Martha was complaining. Mary ain't had her hands up as high as mine was in worship. Martha say, Mary wasn't fasting like me. Why you ain't tell her nothing? Hey, stop going to God about other people. Amen, Montreal. Woo! Stop going to God about other people. Mind your business. Mind your business. Just mind your business. I don't think about Fresh Prince. Just mind your business. Why should he come up here and help me? Jesus answered her. I know she wasn't ready for this answer. Martha, Martha, call her name twice. Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha. Thou art careful. Watch this. It's like confusion right here. Look like confusion right here. Look like confusion, huh? Look like it's split in a bunch of different directions, huh? Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about how many? Many things. You trying to pray for all them things? Come on, think about it for a minute. Has anybody had all hell to break loose? Yeah, everything started at the same time. You trying to pray for everything? I got dogs. carry the one. I got a bunch of dogs. And when I let them all out, everybody goes everywhere. I can't catch them all at one time. It'll take me a long, but see, if I let just one out, then I can catch that one. You get me? But when they're all going in different directions, I'm split in different directions trying to catch them all at one time. So it slows me down and slows my progress down. And I got to go one by one. I got to know them and I know that one. I know that dog. I know what they like. And now I got to specify for that one moment to try to catch these dogs running in all these directions. And it take me too long to do it. And why don't let them all out at the same time no more? I'm careful and troubled about many things. So I'm splitting myself in all these different directions trying to pray a prayer for this and a prayer for this. This is a prayer for peace. Oh, this is a prayer for anxiety. Well, ain't that the same thing? Now I'm praying a prayer for health, and I'm praying a prayer for this, and I'm praying a prayer for thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Is what you praying better than God's will? I'll wait. Is what you praying better than God's will? Is that thing that you've been, watch this. Some of y'all been praying for some money up in here. Is that number amount greater than what's going on in heaven? Because if it ain't, then you praying too low. It don't hit sometimes because we made this prayer traditional. We learned it with little kids. How many of y'all? Learning a little kid on the side of the bed. Yeah. You ain't know what you was talking about. The same way it is in heaven. Yes. Right in here. Yeah. Be careful of trouble about many things. Verse 42. How many? Y'all read it. Oh, stop. This is not to go with Mary, children, the good part, and all that. We're going to go to that in a second. I just need to understand what Jesus is saying at the beginning of this verse. Verse 42, that first line. Read it again. Ready, read. So you careful and troubled about a bunch of things. But one thing is needful. Everybody say one thing is needful.
One thing is.
How many?
One.
Why all the stuff you got? All them things you think you need. Matthew 6, the same one is in the Lord prayer's in. Yeah. Right before he gives the Lord prayer, he said, "For the Father, your Father know you have need of all these things before you ask him." Yeah. Everybody say simplify.
Simplify.
Simplify ain't exciting all the time.
That's right.
Ain't no all flying. Ain't nobody running and shouting around the church on this one. Ain't no falling out on this one. Because when you fall out and you get up with the same problem, what's the point of falling out? One thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part, which should not be taken away from her. Now, I'd heard preachers for years. What's the one thing she needs? What's the one thing that's needed? Some of y'all said it just now. Well, what's that one thing, Lord? I told you already. Thy kingdom come. My will is all that you need. But because we don't trust him, that don't hit home. That don't hit. I want the Reverend come lay hands on me. I need to feel the power. You are the power. One thing is needful. And Mary chosen that good part. Which shall not be taken away. You mean to tell me that's why stuff keep getting taken away? Because it wasn't the one thing? See, the one thing can't be taken. Amen. The one thing can't be taken away. The kingdom of God is where? The one thing can't be taken away. You can take what's in my hands. You can take what's around me. Y'all know the story about Job, don't y'all? I can't hear y'all. Y'all know the story about Job, right? Everything went haywire. Though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. What people don't understand about meekness, I looked up the word meekness in the scripture, and meekness really means that I trust God to the point that whatever happens in my life when I'm lined up, I trust that it's his will. Iron sharpen iron.
That's right.
Well, how God gonna sharpen you if he don't swing nothing at you? How we gonna get sharp if we don't never make no contact with nothing? Right? We rebuking the contact because we want it to be easy, but that's not the real easy. That's fake easy. It gets easy once I've lifted the weights enough. And I've had the pressure. And I went through the struggle enough that now it's easy. So that, see, David killing Goliath, that wasn't no big deal for David. David took that like a champ because he already was a champ. Trust me, it is harder to fight a lion and a bear than it is to fight a big man. I can kind of think of what a man gonna do because he got the same thing I got. But fighting a bear or a lion with some rocks. So I've already proven. So now this easy. This easy. Because I was out there doing what I was supposed to do, taking care of what I was supposed to take care of. Everybody say amen. I was out there doing what I was supposed to do, taking care of what I was supposed to take care of. Do you realize, I keep trying to go, do you realize that David got chosen even though he wasn't in the choosing? He wasn't in the vicinity to be chosen. Y'all gotta go read the story. He wasn't. Jesse brought everybody else in. Because it couldn't be little scrawny old David. That's why we got him out in the field in the first place. Then go out there and take care of them sheep, boy. And God sends the prophet looking for David.
Yes,
David wasn't even in the lineage of kingship. Because usually king is through the blood. Not only is he not in the lineage, but when the prophet come to find him at the house, he's not even at the house. Because he's out there doing what he's supposed to do. Taking care of them sheep. Now taking care of the sheep, that ain't popular. I gotta get over here. Let me tell you something about taking care of them sheep. See, we take care of the sheep, you gotta sleep where the sheep sleep. Yeah. You don't get to go home and lay in the bed. Where they lay down, there you lay down. Are y'all understanding me? Because I gotta be there when the lion in the back come, and I'm gonna wake up so I can protect the sheep. So I don't get to put the armor on like everybody else and get clapped for going to war. I gotta go lay down with the sheep. Let me tell you, that's gonna build, y'all sit down. Laying down with the sheep gonna build fortitude in you. Because that lion and that bear eat you too. So Cam, I gotta better trust something bigger than myself. I gotta better trust God, know that I'm on assignment and do what I'm supposed to do. And while I'm staying where I'm supposed to stay, God gonna find me where I'm at. I'm gonna run myself. All right, Lord. I'm gonna run myself. He gonna find me an assignment. My job is to align. Marcus, he gonna find me where I'm supposed to be at. It don't matter who don't wanna promote me. It don't matter who don't wanna pick me. Cause God picked me. So if I gotta lay down with the sheep, I'ma lay down with the sheep. And I don't care how long I gotta do it. Cause I'm on assignment. Everybody say I'm on assignment. Come on, say it, I'm on assignment. Come on, say it again, I'm on assignment. Simplify. We've taken on other people's assignments. I used to hate working on group projects in school. Because I would have to do somebody else assignment. And they wanted to get the grade without the work. Y'all get me? I simplify to my assignment. I play my part. Every joint supplies. It's in the effectual working of the measure of every part. That means I gotta simplify to do my part. I'm not worried about what nobody else's part is. The confusion is I'm looking over there seeing what their part is in the first place. And I won't do what they doing. No, I'm out here with the sheep. And then when God sent for me, no matter who trying to position themselves in my place, y'all ain't hearing me right now. It don't matter who trying to position themselves in my place. When God sent for me, he gonna find me. All I gotta do, listen. We've been hollering and praying and confessing for years. God bless it. It's just been preparing us for this moment. Yeah. Calm down, simplify. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Then I stand there. Yeah. How long? Yeah. Until he say something else. Yeah. Lord, how long you got me standing here? Hallelujah. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Yeah. Lord, I would do it that way, but not like I will do it, but how you'll do it. Yeah. Hey, I want to go over there, Jesus. Nevertheless, I'm going to stay right here. We get in trouble in the wrong lane. Matthew 6 says, watch this, and I'm almost done. He says, seek ye first. That first If you write a first, if you write not the word first, but if you put a first one and then the S and the T, it's a one. One thing is needful. Rich young ruler come running. I ain't got time to go over there. He said all this stuff. He said, you did all this. He said, but one thing you lacking. It's one thing. You know, the one thing you're lacking, you don't know it's inside of you already. Wherever you are, that's where I am. Listen. When he tell, I can't, God.
Oh, my God.
They didn't catch it. When he tells Abraham, wherever you set your foot at is yours, he's trying to let Abraham know it's not about where the land at, it's where your foot at. Yo, Dad, listen. It's not about the opportunity. I am the opportunity. Say it.
I am the opportunity.
So when an opportunity is presented to me, I don't get out of myself to take something to be a better person. If you can't, if you, if, watch this little mingling, little confusion. Watch this, little mingling, little confusion. You ready for this? He say, if thou be the son of God, well, Jesus know he the son of God. Then he throw a little confusion in, turn this rock into bread. He's presenting an opportunity that's trying to take him out of his identity. But if we simplify and settle down, everybody say settle down. Everybody say simplify. I learned this from Apostle. The anointing of God flows through him and this ministry. Yeah. And if you ask him, he'll tell you the same thing I'm about to say. He didn't pray for none of this. This morning he's on assignment. He had to go do some apostolic sealing in Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I'm out here last night and I saw the jet fly over the church. And landed at the airport right there. I said, EJ, look at this, that's a jet right there. Then I immediately thought about it. That man ain't pray for no jet. His assignment called for it. Yo, all right, cool. Your assignment is calling for things that you can't even pray for. Can you stand in your assignment? Come on, everybody step in there. Step into your, I'm gonna stand in my assignment. I want to step in there. I'm stepping there. I don't care what they doing over there. I don't care what prayers they praying. I don't care what kind of move they got. I don't care what kind of revival they say going on. I don't care. This is my assignment. And I'm gonna stay here until God come get me out the field. Cause while I'm here, this is the will of God, too. Yeah. And God is working on something in me while I'm here. If he don't take me nowhere else. Simplify. And watch this. David gets anointed. It gets poured on him. He didn't grab the anointing. He didn't pray for the anointing. Yeah. And see, the anointing right now is different. The anointing in the air right now. The anointing then was actual somebody putting something on you. Like you about to get smothered with all. He gets anointed to be king because he was in his assignment. Yoke is easy. Look, it's trying to flow on you, but it's pouring in your lane, but you're standing in another one. I can't go on much longer. Y'all better catch it right now. I got 20 seconds. He's pouring it in your lane, but you may be standing in another. Now, it is simple. You ready? Everybody take a step. Get in my lane. And you'll experience the anointing falling all over you. It'll be easy, it'll be light, and it'll flow hands-free. Amen.